man whose picture graces the police files of 1,000 planets, also his fingerprints. They went first. When you wear them, they feel like a second skin. A touch of solvent, though, and they peel off like a pair of transparent gloves. All my clothes next, and then the girdle in reverse. That lovely paunch that straps around my belly and holds 20 kilos of lead mixed with thermite. A quick wipe from the bottle of bleach, and my hair was its natural shade of brown. The eyebrows, too. The nose plugs and cheek pads hurt coming out, but that only lasts a second. Then the blue-eyed contact lenses. This process leaves me mother naked, and I always feel as if I have been born again. In a sense, it is true. I have become a new man, 20 kilos lighter, 10 years younger, and with a completely different description. The large suitcase held a complete change of clothes and a pair of dark-rimmed glasses that replaced the contact lenses. All the loose money fitted neatly into a briefcase. When I straightened up, I really felt as if 10 years had been stripped from me. I was so used to wearing that weight that I never noticed it until it was gone. Put a real spring in my step. The thermite would take care of all the evidence. I kicked it all into a heap and triggered the fuse. It caught with a roar, and bottles, clothes, bags, shoes, weights, et al. Burned with a cheerful glare. The police would find a charred spot on the cement, and microanalysis might get them a few molecules off the walls, but that was all they would get. The glare of the burning thermite threw jumping shadows around me as I walked down 3 flights to the 112th floor. Luck was still with me. There was no one on the floor when I opened the door. 1 minute later, the express elevator let me and a handful of other business types out into the lobby. Only one door was open to the street, and a portable TV camera was trained on it. No attempt was being made to stop people from going in and out of the building. Most of them didn't even notice the camera and little group of cops around it. I walked towards it at an even pace. Strong nerves count for a lot in this business. For one instant, I was square in the field of that cold glass eye. Then I was past. Nothing happened, so I knew I was clear. That camera must have fed directly to the main computer at police headquarters. If my description had been close enough to the one they had on file, those robots would have been notified, and I would have been pinned before I had taken a step. You can't outmove a computer-robot combination, not when they move and react in microseconds, but you can outthink them. I had done it again. A cab took me about 10 blocks away. I waited until it was out of sight, then took another one. It wasn't until I was in the third cab that I felt safe enough to go to the space terminal. The sounds of sirens were growing fainter and fainter behind me, and only an occasional police car tore by in the opposite direction. They were sure making a big fuss over a little larceny, but that's the way it goes on these over-civilized worlds. Crime is such a rarity now that the police really get carried away when they run across some. In a way, I can't blame them. Giving out traffic tickets must be an awful dull job. I really believe they ought to thank me for putting a little excitement in their otherwise dull lives. Chapter 2. It was a nice ride to the spaceport, being located, of course, far out of town. I had time to lean back and watch the scenery and gather my thoughts. Even time to be a little philosophical. For one thing, I could enjoy a good cigar again. I smoked only cigarettes in my other personality, and never violated that personality, even in strictest privacy. The cigars were still fresh in the pocket humidor where I had put them 6 months ago. I sucked a long mouthful and blew the smoke out at the flashing scenery. It was good to be off the job, just about as good as being on it. I could never make my mind up which period I enjoyed more. I guess they are both right at the time. My life is so different from that of the overwhelming majority of people in our society that I doubt if I could even explain it to them. They exist in a fat, rich union of worlds that have almost forgotten the meaning of the word crime. There are few malcontents, and even fewer that are socially maladjusted. The few of these that are born in spite of centuries of genetic control are caught early and the aberration quickly adjusted. Some don't show their weakness until they are adults. They are the ones who try their hand at petty crime, burglary, shoplifting, or such. They get away with it for a week or two, or a month or two, depending on the degree of their native intelligence. But sure as atomic decay, And just as predestined, the police reach out and pull them in.